Welcome to A Voice for Creators. I'm your host, Daniel Norton. Today I want to talk about the worst case scenario. So this is one of those things that I've noticed a trend. So lately in the last 6 months or so, I've been reading a lot of these like kind of small business books because I think they're super interesting. And I've been looking at like articles and reading stuff about, you know, self-made people because I'm kind of working on something. So I'll let you know more about that as we keep going. But anyways, I've been looking at a lot of stuff. And one thing I see a lot is this idea, and I wish that I had read this when I was younger, and I didn't, though interestingly enough, I came to the same conclusion, which is that when we're going to do something, we need to actually visualize and even write down the worst case scenario. So the reason why we do this is because many times we will be hesitant to do anything because we are afraid of not knowing, right? It's the fear of the unknown that stops us. Now, not that you know that you're going to succeed or that you know that you're going to fail, but if you look at it and say, okay, if I take this risk and I do this business, then these are the benefits I'll have. These are the reasons why I want to do it, and this is what I'm going to achieve. And if I fail, this is what's going to happen. And really brutally write it out. What is the worst case scenario? And what I've found is that in most cases, when I've done this, yeah, it's terrible. But at the same time, it's never something that's like, wow, the world's going to end. It would be bad. Sure, I won't be having as many lattes or whatever it might be. But it wouldn't be the end of me as a person, right? Because the thing is, we don't control our whole lives anyways, right? You could say, well, I'm comfortable in this job and I make this much money and I have this going on. But you could theoretically lose your job at any point. The business could go under. They could fire you. You could get removed. You could be demoted. There's lots of things that could happen anyways. There's nothing is 100% safe. Not that I'm getting you scared of your job that you're in. But if you build up your own business, it's even more risky. And we want to really consider this. So like I said, I had thought about this. One of the things that kept me going when I was or got me going when I was younger was, and I may have mentioned this before, is that, well, I had finished college and I was out for about a year. And I realized that I hadn't been taking pictures anymore. You know, I'd been so focused on photography while I was in school. And of course, I was working a job too. And then when I graduated, I almost immediately got a good job, like a good job, like in a corporate office. Like I should, I'm not going to say I wasn't qualified, but I've talked about this before. But anyways, it was a good job. And it was the kind of job that somebody who went to college and graduated would be very, very happy to have. Good benefits, vacation, health insurance, all that stuff. And it occupied my time and I had money. And, you know, I kind of put off shooting. And I remember I took some pictures for somebody because they had asked me. And I remember feeling very clumsy and out of practice and not very good. And it made me realize, well, when was the last time I shot? And wow, if I keep going like this, I'm not going to be a photographer. The thing that I fought so hard for from the time that I was about 16 years old all the way till now, and of course I wasn't that old at that point, I was like 23 or something, would be gone. Like, it would be gone. Next thing you know, I'm living this lifestyle, working in an office, having a nice new car, having benefits. That's cool, right? But I wouldn't be the photographer, and that's what I wanted to do. So I sat down and I said to myself, okay, what's the worst case scenario if I am a failure, if I cannot make it as a photographer? I have a little bit of savings. I lose that. I have a car. I lose that. I have to come back and get a regular full-time job. Okay. I might have to move back in with my parents. Okay. Well, I had pretty much just moved out of my parents, so it wasn't like I was that, you know, much on my own anyways. And I already was sitting in a full-time regular job. So those two things were not that terrible. And if I had a full-time job, I could just buy another car. I could get more savings. And I thought to myself, you know, if I don't do this, then what am I going to look back at, right? What's the worst case if I don't try it? Am I going to be, is it going to be 2023 and I'm 50 years old looking back going, wow, I've had a good life, but man, what would have happened if I tried to be a photographer? How many YouTube videos would I have made? No. But, you know, so this is basically it, right? And you have to kind of look at it from both point of views. And then you have to think to yourself, is it worth it? You know, and the easier it becomes, and the thing is, it's going to be harder or easier depending on your situation in life, right? I was young. I had something to fall back on, you know, my parents. And, you know, I didn't have a lot to lose. if you are supporting a family, if you have a house, if you whatever, you could lose those things. And you have to think to yourself, okay, so what happens if that happens? What happens if I mortgage my house to start this business and it's unsuccessful, so I lose my house? Well, that would really suck. But can I recover from it? Can I do it? Is it possible? Do I have it in me to recover from this worst case scenario? And I think a lot of times we do. And you may look at it and be like, absolutely not, forget it. And what that means is, and this is not a slight on anybody, it means that it's not for you. What you've, and then maybe there's something else that is. Maybe there's a safer technique you could take. But I can tell you this, if you don't go in it full on, your chances of actually being successful are going to be less. I had many, many freelance photo assistants when I was running my studio out of Miami and also in New York. And I can tell you that every photo assistant that got really nervous and took a job so they could keep their better apartment and make sure they could buy the, you know, a new phone every year, those people never became photographers or photo assistants. And it's fine. It wasn't for them. In the end, I should say photographers, and they didn't stay photo assistants. It was fine. It's fine for them. In the end, they wanted those other things. They wanted to have a nice apartment. They wanted to have the phone every year. They wanted maybe to have a car. Maybe they wanted to, they had a, you know, a significant other they wanted to take out to fancy dinners. And that was more important to them. Other ones who struggled and didn't take work was sitting there and somebody was like, hey, you could go take this job that pays X amount per hour. And they're just like, no, I need to be available or I will not be able to take the jobs I need to take in order to have success. Those people, and I was one of them, when I roll back, they're the ones that made it. Because all those times that I was available when the photographer, back then when they used to page you, would page me, was why I became a sought-after assistant and why I was turning down work. Because once you get out there, right, it sucks. You're sitting there when you have one client, they're not calling you. But when there's 20 photographers calling you, you're busy, right? So, and then you become this like middleman where you have other friends that are assistants that work with you and you like them and you get them work. And then all of a sudden you become even more valuable as an assistant because a photographer can call you and go, okay, I want to hire you as first assistant. Can you get me 2 seconds? Yes, I can. So again, because I stuck with it, I had all these connections and those second assistants that I called that they were like, oh, I can't, I'm working, you know, at the job that I took, part-time job I took today, so I can't photo assist. Okay, well, they dropped down to the bottom of the list because I needed the people that I could get right away. I wanted to make 2 phone calls and get 2 assistants, just like every photographer wants to reach out and make 1 phone call and get an assistant. That's how life is. And we've got to look at our worst case scenario and weigh, is it worth it? Was it worth it for me to be struggling and eating a lot of ramen noodles and stressing out a little bit at the beginning? Yeah, it was. That was my worst case scenario. And my best case was I had a nice career as a photographer. And here I am. Your results may vary, obviously, but what I'm going to say is this. Be true to yourself. Think about it. You might say, I want to be a professional photographer more than anything in the world. And then you look at your worst case scenario and you go, nah, not for me. Because you got to consider that when you take the risk. Because if you don't take the risk, you probably won't have the success. Anyways, that's been my story and my experiences. I would love to hear from you guys. You can reach out to me on the Discord server. There is a link in the show notes. You can also call into the show if you want, following the Anchor link there. You can find a link to my Patreon there if you want to support the podcast. And also another great way to support the podcast is to rate and review it on whatever services you are on. And of course, share the podcast with your friends. I would love to get more listeners over here. I'll talk to you soon.